Uno no está aquí para hablar mal. Uno no está aquí para hablar mal. Yo quiero saber qué necesitas, Jimmy. Yo quiero saber qué necesitas. Pa, jálate, únete, dime lo que ocupes. Aquí te lo consigo, yo te lo juro. Te lo juro, te lo juro. O habla aquí de mí, o di, habla conmigo, cuéntale a la gente mis inicios, todo lo que te debo y todo eso es lo que quiero hablar, cabrón. Vamos.
Nat is applying pressure right now.
Yeah,
I think pressing him.
I mean, la presión.
Do you guys think that like Nata, you know, obviously Nata signed the contract with Rancho Mille for a while, like quite a few years. Like, will you think money will let him out?
I think money could buy anything.
It could, but would Jimmy really want Nata to be out? What's up, guys? Welcome to the Augusto Baba podcast.
Dude.
Oh, my God.
Why are you so mean to Kiko?
I know. Why are you
body shaming?
He's a beast.
Yeah.
All the comments are right.
Why are you body shaming him?
You're bullying him.
You're the rude one in the group. You're the rude one in the group.
Why are you body shaming?
On camera, Kiko's a beast.
You know what he said?
On camera, no.
The most amazing thing. He's like, Angel, can you please put the AC down? I was like, what the fuck?
Well, because I had surgery, so it's like...
He got surgery on his fucking...
He had a uña enterrada, and that shit was like...
He has bunions.
And he sent us, like, videos of every single, like, part of
it. It was gross.
We're
going
to put it right here.
You have a nail growing to the right, to the left.
That's just like a claw. It was
like a claw, like fucking eagle claw and shit. Dude was about to snatch the doctor.
Dude, I break the doctor. Like, estaba limpiando, like, all the... It's a musty ass foot.
No, he
like,
was putting the
anesthesia.
And like, you got scared.
And I yelled, like, ah. And she looked at me like, all scared. I'm like, just kidding.
Child, you guys.
Should have cut your toe off.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to another episode. If you guys are new, this is the number one podcast that talks about
everything and anything.
Everything.
Sin miedo.
And I'm Jason, the co-host. Introduce myself.
Why introduce yourself? This is stupid.
Hi, I'm Angel.
We don't do that anymore. That's only like episode.
What if there's new fans, fool? You never know if we have a new viewer.
Okay, Jason, Diego,
Angel. We have a new viewer every day, so yeah.
True. For the
Jason,
new one.
Diego, Flatfoot Angel, and No Sabo Keko.
That's right.
To the one new person, thank you.
If you guys.
No, you don't?
I feel like there's a couple. If you're new, comment down.
Yeah, that comment down if you're new.
Yeah, because we got some badass cheese.
Also, huge shout out to Dell Records. We went to their store today, to their offices. It was fucking bad. It was huge. We saw everything, how they edited.
Marketing
the picture,
team.
The marketing team.
Very
the,
professional.
The store, the Dell kitchen, where they have all the cars.
The Dell stage.
It was huge and bad.
La Mesa de Villan.
Yeah.
And then we went to their Dell Records store, and they went crazy. Because they said, just grab whatever you want. No, I feel like they're still regretting it.
No, yeah, dude, it's bad. Like, like, imagine he lost like $300 just from Keko.
Nah, we took at least.
Yeah, this one took like a whole like.
Hey, but the promo,
free promo.
There
not
you go.
Free.
Now you guys owe us.
Not free.
This video is sponsored by.
No, it's not sponsored by anybody.
I know it's not. Brazo, what is it? Brazo por brazo, ojo por ojo, mano por mano.
What? Dude. Anyway, what do we got today? What happened just today? The day that we're
big
recording.
News today.
The Nata, biggest thing since.
The biggest artist in Rancho Mille, Nata Naelcano, Correos Tumbados, wants out of Rancho Mille.
And he wants out now.
Some celebration.
Now, he's willing to do anything. He's willing to pay. He's willing to leave all his music.
He says
he's willing
out.
To start over just to
give
get
him,
out.
Give him his. He basically said, keep my masters. I want out. Dame mi carta de retiro, hijo.
Y te quedas con todo.
Yo quiero ser negocio, papi.
Yo lo más quiero sacar mi música por mi propia empresa, ¿sabes? That's what he said.
And Jimmy had McDonald's Wi-Fi and he couldn't connect to the live.
No, but let's play the song first that Nata took out. Because like, we kind of predicted it. We're like, hey, dude, Nata looks weird. He looks depressed. He looks like drunk.
Yeah, he looked like...
Something's wrong with him, right?
Tumbado, but like the sad tumbado. You know?
And he's low-key been throwing shots at Jimmy for a while. At Rancho, huh?
Yeah.
Like, remember the tumbado tour from like Mexico? We talked
he's
about
like,
it.
Like, yeah. Amigos,
información.
He's like, Rancho Milte, reportense.
So, like, lately he's been, like, throwing some shots on.
It's
like,
just been a build-up, honestly. Ever since the Tumbao tour, no cap.
The day has come now.
Dun, come. Dun,
and
come.
There's a lot
not
of...
Not the come that Keko has on his sweater right here, but the different come.
Hey, tell Gabe to fucking calm down.
Nah, it's because you know you when you want to put him back.
We're gay.
By the way, he's gay.
Oh, so that kind of stuff is going to be on the other podcast when we're not that... professional, so wait on that
dude,
one.
Dude, you dropped a whole thing on your sweater. We
dude,
get
I
it.
Just got you that. No.
You bought him that too? I should expect something good from my birthday and from you. Some babe, and I don't have to wait like 7 months for. And
it already got here.
Oh, yeah. Where's my babe? Anyway, go on. Anyway. Oh, yeah, the song.
Nada took out a song a few weeks ago, right. And he called out Jimmy. And we never heard about it, but he took another preview out again.
And the song is hard.
It was hard. I think he should take it out like now.
Right now.
Now.
If he could, he would have taken it out.
I would be bumping that shit at the gym. Like, yeah, you know, I think he died. All right,
let's play the preview.
Let's play it. Let's bump that shit.
Negocios con Jimmy me está llamando y no para de llamar. Quiero mi dinero digital. Quiero mi dinero digital.
Hey, chico. Quiero mi dinero digital. Para de llamar. Contáteme da 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 da.
You could have said some decent words, but I know your vocabulary lacks.
So what do you guys think he meant with this song?
I feel like...
I think he meant that...
Quiero mi dinero digital.
I think what Nata meant was that Jimmy keeps calling him. He won't stop calling him. And he wants his money.
Oh, yeah. Oh, he definitely said that.
Something like that, huh? He
definitely meant something like
that. Just in another language.
That song goes hard.
I know. I'm waiting for that shit. What are you looking at?
What, bitch? I can't drink water? Can't make eye contact with you or what?
What if I don't want you to make eye contact with me, dog?
Then don't fucking look my way.
You know some people in the comments are like, look at the way Diego looks like Keiko. He hates him. I do hate this motherfucker.
Diego thought they'd be like, I don't hate him. He's like, no, guys. We don't hate each other. We just like that. No, he does hate him.
Nah, we fucking hate each other.
I feel like we all have a pretty crazy relationship with each other.
Oh, like people, some fans don't understand, like, what the fuck? And today at Dub Records, he told, like, it's crazy how, like, so, like, we see it and you guys are so fucked up to each other, but that's how you guys are. Because in the offices,
no,
we were like that the whole time. Yeah. We were vlogging. She's like, damn, you guys are actually like that. Well, yeah, on and off cameras.
The only thing that changes is when we press record. And then.
Should say that shit like 10 times.
Actually, Giggle's not horny on camera.
Oh, right?
That's the only thing that goes on.
I won't see that you're a horny dog.
But we just go on break and that fool. On his phone.
Not he's anymore. Like,
swipe. He's on Tinder. Swipe.
Never been on Tinder.
I know. I was kidding.
He has.
Oh.
He has.
We'll talk about that on
I've never
the
had a
podcast.
Tinder account either.
Quiero mi dinero digital.
You know what this motherfucker did?
Dude, we're here to talk about Jimmy. Okay, so what did Jimmy do?
All right, what did he do?
He used my number for Tinder.
Really?
Yeah. I got a message saying, you match with this girl. I'm like,
no, I told you. Dude,
and then he told me, like,
because I didn't know your number.
Like, the day later.
How do you know?
We'll talk about that later. Anyway.
On the next channel.
Yeah, the second
channel. If you guys want to know how to get his number for Tinder, on the other channel.
Yeah, there's going to be second channel. More cheese, man. More personal shit.
So Nata put on a story that he wanted to go live with Jimmy. And then he went live, and then Jimmy joined. One of them had a McDonald's Wi-Fi. I don't know who.
But I feel like he joined because he didn't know what the live was going to be about.
Yep. He didn't know they would just watch it.
All right, minute 128.
Viejo lobo. Se cargó. Una bulla, mi gente. ¿Qué onda, culón?
Hola, culón.
¿Qué pedo, Jaquito? ¿Cómo estás?
Hoy no gonna ask. What the fuck? Laugh.
Todo bien, gracias. ¿Y tú? ¿Te miras bien, güey?
Me veo bien. Pero todo bien, tranqui.
Bendito Dios, cabrón. No mames, güey. Metiste 22,000 personas aquí.
¿Allá dónde? ¿Dónde?
Hay 22,400 personas aquí. 30.
Nada que decir.
Go back y put him on the spot.
¿De qué?
Nomás quería decirte que quiero sacar un disco. Voy a sacar un disco, pero que al que esté para la gente que está
dejando por el... No te escucho, güey, se cortó.
El compa Jimmy no me va a sacar el álbum.
No mames, güey. No seas... no seas culón, güey.
It was
no
a nervous laugh.
Eso, wey. Jamás, güey. Mándame una rola, güey, para escucharla.
No.
It's kind of weird how, like, your artist won't send you his music.
He's done.
I'm pretty sure Jimmy has listened to the kid. I mean, you know, they
no, of course.
Yeah, obviously.
They probably changed the words first, and then they sent it, and then he's like, that shit.
It sounds good. And then he sent the other one, huh?
And he takes out the original one.
Since he hasn't approved it.
Wait, do you guys think that, like, let's just say Nata has that song where he's dissing Jimmy, his manager? Like, does Jimmy have the right to say, like, no, don't take it out because you're calling me out?
I feel like, yeah.
Yeah?
He has the power.
I feel like that's right. What a record label is, you know? Like, you're accountable for the artist.
Yeah, basically.
You know, you're just there to take on music. Yeah. But it can't be against the boss.
As we.
Ya no lo íbamos a sacar en Rancho Humilde, güey.
Look at his face.
Que ya no lo íbamos a sacar. De que me iba a separar. Desgraciadamente. De lo que quiero hablar aquí.
He's shocked.
Arreglar. Pero bien.
Sí, a huevo, todo bien.
Y aquí no estamos para hablar mal ni bien, ¿sabes? Tranqui, aquí estamos para... Compa Jimmy es un hombre, ¿sabes eso? El viejo Lobo es de negro, estamos aquí para... ¿Pero por qué se escucha así, viejo?
No sé, se escucha bien para la verga, güey, no sé qué tiene ahí.
Qué raro. Bájale volumen, verás. Y se salió el viejo. Vamos a meterlo otra vez, a ver si se mete.
We'll be back after a quick break.
This is the Voice of America, Washington, D.C., signing on.
All they have is just...
The station with the...
Best.
In your face, all over the place.
She looks like every other... I think the... Not, you tricky...
The Subverted Radio Show. Anywhere you get your podcast.
Yeah, he was shocked, huh? Like, we told him, like, oh.
He was speechless.
He went from having, like, a joy face to, like, fuck, I'm done.
He's like, my golden boy wants to leave.
Can't say that, but he was shocked to hear that. Oh, yeah, that's your opinion, my bad.
Look at him.
He's like,
it's because I have a little. Have
he's
a
like,
little
why I say that?
Like, what? He's like,
you know the Terry with the ice cream?
Like, why I say?
You know the Terry with the ice cream? Like,
what
I say. Like, why'd I say that?
Because you know he doesn't think before saying anything.
Yeah. No, I don't care.
No.
All right, starting
up. Miedo al éxito.
4:55.
Cabrón, olvídate. Yo quiero sacar mi álbum. El próximo álbum que viene mío es el más duro de mi carrera. Y ese lo voy a sacar yo solo, en mi empresa. Corridos tumbados. Que quede claro nomás. Y yo quiero al Jimmy aquí adentro porque voy a negociar con él. Necesito que me dé mi carta de retiro. Necesito que me diga él qué ocupa. Y aquí enfrente de la gente se lo vamos a dar. El Jimmy está de suerte hoy, cabrón. A pesar de todo, ¡una bulla, mi gente! Está de suerte el hijo de su puta madre y no se quiere unir a la verga, güey.
Damn.
A ver. A ver, güey, no se mete, cabrón.
No, ¿y es chido?
¿Eso? ¿Y eso?
A ver. Como que no quiere hacer negocio. El viejo ya me rechazó la invitación otra vez, güey.
I have a question.
What's your question, Kiko? How many?
I'll wait.
No, ask it right
now. No.
Ask it now.
It's because he hasn't got into the topic, and once he gets into it, then I'll...
All right.
I'll ask it.
Uno no está aquí para hablar mal. Yo quiero saber qué necesitas, Jimmy. Pa, jálate, únete, dime lo que ocupes. Aquí te lo consigo, yo te lo juro. Te lo juro. O habla aquí de mí, o di... habla conmigo, cuéntale a la gente mis inicios, todo lo que te debo, y todo eso es lo que quiero hablar, cabrón, vamos.
Nata's applying pressure right now.
Yeah.
La presión. Do you guys think that, like, Nata... You know, obviously, Nata signed the contract with Rancho Humilde for a while. Like, quite a few years. Like, will you think money will let him out?
I think money could buy anything.
It could, but would Jimmy really want Nada to be out?
I think it's not his
number one artist. Huh?
I don't think it's his convenience to.
Chile,
cállate viejo. I don't think it's convenient for him to let his top artist go.
No, of course not.
Yeah, but
it's going to make it hard for him to leave.
Yeah,
but would...
Cause like,
but would Nata want to take out music?
No.
No, because this is the way I see it. Like, I feel like no matter how much Jimmy offers Nata, Nata, I feel like, already has a whole mindset where, like...
He already set his mind to leaving.
Like, I'm leaving and I'm going to drop my album under my own record label. Like, I feel like once you make... You know, a decision of what you want to make, you know, because what you want to do. Like, you're going
to. Yeah, and it's not money that's going to want Nata to stay.
Exactly.
He just wants to own his shit.
Exactly.
Because if Nata doesn't release money, who really loses money? Nata or Jimmy?
Music or money?
No, like if he doesn't release music,
yeah.
Who really loses music? Nata or Jimmy? who loses money? Nata or Jimmy? If Nata doesn't release music,
they're both gonna lose, but Jimmy's gonna lose more,
right? Because so he's the one investing into Nata. Nata's making, he's still gonna be making money off other streams.
Yeah, but pasa eso where like artists who are not let go and they just don't take out music.
Yeah,
like the label doesn't let the artist go.
So then if you're not doing anything,
you're not making money.
They let you. That's how like you negotiate, I guess.
That happened to
Abraham.
Luis Coronel.
Oh, Abraham, they told him like $1 million though. But obviously, Abraham was like, where the fuck am I going to get women? No, the food David Villavicencio, remember?
Oh, yeah. They should have. Well, they didn't shut him up, but they shelved him for like a really long time.
Wait, he took out 3 songs with his dad, no?
Yeah,
that fool. He was stuck, but he didn't take shit out. Like, they didn't let him go.
Yeah. He's recently
still
been
like, in there.
No, he's out.
He's out.
Oh, really?
He just signed, and he looks way more older than he looked before.
Yeah, it's crazy. I didn't hear about from him like in a long time.
You know who
time.
David Villavicencio, I think?
Like,
yeah, but they didn't let him out. So I think, you know, it could happen to Nata.
So, you know, I think that's what's going to happen. Since he already set his mind to his next album, he thinks, it's going to be the best one of his career. And he put his mind to not releasing it on Rancho. Jimmy's like, okay, fine. Give me like a crazy amount of money that he knows that he can't get.
Yeah, that's
how they're going to...
That's what happened. Because that's what happened with, you know how I said Abraham Vasquez?
Mm-hmm.
They wanted
a million,
but then obviously he's like, how the fuck, like, am I going to come up with a million when I'm not working, I'm not allowed to work or take out any.
But can he give him, he can't pay it off in, like, music, like, writing, like, an album worth of.
I mean, I feel like that's really difficult.
No, because he doesn't want to take out music. So it's something like that out. He needed to have.
Yeah.
So he's going to ask like $100 million.
It's like the
Golden Boy.
David too. Villavicencio, whatever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, I feel like
he had
just
good letra.
He wouldn't take shit.
He was really good and young. But, you know, they just choke.
Why do you guys think they do that to artists? Like, they just have them there not take out shit.
Because they think they're going to overpass one of their higher artists. So they sign them.
They just want to milk them. They want to get all their money.
But they're not taking out music.
So like this artist,
they just want to destroy their career.
Oh, because they got mad that they realize that they're just getting milked by these companies, and they're like, you know what? I'm not gonna do that no more. And they're like, fine, then they were both screwed. You're not releasing music, and no one's getting paid.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy. It's a crazy business, low key.
Mm-hmm.
No, high key actually.
High key.
Para mi carta de retiro, cabrón. Yo lo que quiero es mi carta de retiro y sacar mi álbum en mi empresa. Así, para que mi gente gane dinero, para que todo en mi círculo, el que componga un verso, el que hizo esto, el guitarrista, el productor, ¿por qué se me fue Dani Félix? Porque ellos no ganan un peso, ¿sabes?
Okay. Well, I didn't think he would say that.
This alone could be a whole episode.
Danny Félix reposted this.
This was a question I was going to ask earlier, but then the topic didn't get brought up, so I was like, I'm just wait. You think once Nata does leave Rancho Milden and starts his own empresa, you think Danny Felix will come back?
He's the first guy he's going to call.
You think so?
Imagine. They would make
could a do that.
They would make a desmadre.
That's like some other type of shit.
That would let Danny like play for Nata and then Danny still have his own shit.
Yeah. Sorry, I wanted to read the comment that he put.
Because, dude, because everybody at first thought it was the problem was with Nata and
Danny Felix.
And no one spoke anything.
No one spoke.
Why do you think they wouldn't speak out? Why don't you think Danny Felix spoke out about it? And he stayed quiet.
I feel like Danny, like, low-key seems like a person that doesn't
want problems.
Want problems, you know?
Or he already knew that Nata wanted to get out, so he was like, they just wait until it's a good time to actually say something. And once, it, like, once the time is here, everybody's just going to start dropping the
tea. Maybe that's when the problems with him and Rancho started.
Yeah.
We didn't know about it. Because I'm pretty sure he was mad because he got so much criticism for not having him Danny on Felix on Con Los Tumbados Dos.
And he couldn't say shit, you know?
And he didn't.
Anyway, well, I wanted to bring up what Danny Felix said. He said, tarde o temprano la verdad sale a la luz.
Confirming it's true.
And which is crazy because we had said that we thought the beef was between Nata and Danny Felix, but it's like, you know, it's like you come across this information, you're like, what the fuck? The beef wasn't between them two. It was between, you know, the business.
Yeah, and like this whole business thing is, I think it's messed up. It gets in the way of music because I was watching the last entrevista that they did, the Legado 7 did, and he's like, oh, están pasando muchas atrocidades con estos artistas que no leyeron el contrato. And they probably have like a thing where they can't even talk bad about their own empresa.
Yeah. You're like,
damn, a lot of people leaving.
Well, you think since one big artist is going to leave, you know, the rest are going to want out too?
Yeah.
Like, it's just like one follows the other, you know?
Well, maybe not followed, but like everyone has different experiences. Like, Hijos de García have a really good experience with Rancho that they re-signed it as a partnership.
Oh, okay.
So they're really happy there. Yeah, I think it just depends.
Damn, I guess everyone has different
deals.
Different goals too, you know? Like I said, I don't think he could just, you know, offer him another deal. It's like, I already made up my mind.
Yeah, it doesn't seem to me like Nata wants more money. I think he's already rich and shit.
Yeah. But maybe at the same time, like, he doesn't have a lot of money since he doesn't own all his music. And, true. Like, he makes billions of streams, but, you know, if he gets a very small percentage of that.
I think a lot could do with the fact that when you're signed, you know, you're obligated to take music out and, you know, you don't have that freedom. It's like a job, you know?
Yeah.
But like, you want to be your own boss if you're...
Didn't he have a question?
I already asked it.
Yeah, he already asked it. Damn, but also I'm realizing that, like, Nata is huge, but he hasn't performed at, like, huge places.
Yeah, he hasn't been at the Microsoft Theater.
All he's had is the tour.
In Mexico. Not even here?
We haven't
probably won't even complete it.
We haven't even seen it.
I think this is going to get, like, so messy. It's going to get ugly.
Yeah, me too.
Very ugly.
I know.
Because if this is, like,
it's going to be another Abraham Vasquez and the guitarra type of shit.
No,
it's going to be...
Nah, really? Dude... This is like way bigger. It is. You got to think about it like in terms of like the culture.
It's going to get messy too because he said that he's going to get out. He's going to make his own company, Corridos Tumbados.
I'm pretty sure Jimmy right away want to go fucking.
Because Jimmy said Rancho Humilde es Corridos Tumbados.
That's a whole like trademark.
Do you guys see Corridos Tumbados as a genre?
Yeah.
I think about it as a style of corridos. Just like genre. Well, no, because like a corrido is like the genre, and then there's like trap corridos, and then it's corridos tumbados, and then corridos verdes. I just think about it as another sub genre, not a main. No, I feel like corridos is like corridos, you know.
So narco corridos is the same thing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's another sub. But then again, that's my opinion, you know.
Because it happened in different years.
I know, but you're still categorizing it. You're still
categorizing.
Under a corrido. A corrido is its own thing.
Well, corrido means like a story of like...
Someone.
Yeah.
De alguien o una vivencia.
So what do you guys think? You guys think it's just like corridos tumbados and then that's it?
Oh, I just saw it as a genre like itself. Well, some people see it. I don't know.
I didn't focus too much on what it was categorized as. It was just...
Because Jimmy was... Music. Jimmy was saying that like corridos tumbados is not a genre. It's just...
He's like, not it's a family.
Yeah, it's a family.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yo lo único que quiero es eso, que mi gente gane dinero. Vamos a hacer un negocio, Aquí estoy para darte lo que quieras, cabrón, a pesar de que ya tienes todo lo mío. Y te lo voy a dejar. Te lo quiero dejar, cabrón, de corazón. De corazón, lo que yo hice en Rancho Humilde, te lo quiero dejar. Te lo regalo. No lo quiero. Yo quiero lo nuevo, papá.
That's insane.
I feel like what he's saying is that he's willing to start off at zero.
You give up all his money and shit.
Yeah, because those masters are basically the money makers, you know?
Because, like,
those masters,
if Nata starts from zero, leaves the label, all his music behind, I feel like he still has, like, the connects with, like, the big-ass fucking people and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think because he hangs out a lot with, like, reggaetoneros and, like, shit like that? You know how most reggaetoneros, it's not, like, a label. It's more like a
manager. That's how
their
he got
own
woke.
Management team and shit like
that's
that.
That's how he got woke. That's what he, yeah, that's huh? He realized.
Like, damn, you own your song? Like, damn, fool.
You own 8%? Fuck.
Because not the, like, only those collabs with La Rancho Milde people, you know?
Yeah.
That's what reggaeton, they have like 8 different people on the song because there's not like 8 different labels that have to argue.
Oh, they're not all fighting for the money.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's I never way. Thought of that.
That's just crazy. Like, we're still in the baby steps. Like, this genre's still in the baby stuff.
Yeah, but also how it says, like, oh, I'll give you everything. And, you know, we think it's a lot, like, 8 albums, like, a whole career. But he's barely 20. Wouldn't start over.
I feel like that's what...
What if...
I feel like that's the problem about us Mexicans. Somos pinche hard-headed.
Like, a lot of pride, huh?
Yeah, wait, like...
But think about it. Go for it, wey.
Yeah, well, listo. Dale. Dale, wey.
Well, you're talking, but you're not even talking.
You good, my boy?
Yeah.
Are you okay?
Because but think about it from a different.
Jarabe verde.
Let me.
Oh, that song.
Let me change perspective. What if, let's just say, Nata figures out how to, you know, not work with a record label and then be independent with a booking manager or a manager?
He'd be stupid rich.
What if everybody starts doing that?
The whole game would change.
Everything exactly. would change.
That's,
the whole, everything,
that's
everything
my point. That's my point. That's my point.
There will not be. There will
be
so many
collabs.
So many collabs, wait. Like
a
right
lot
now,
of music.
Right now, we can have, for example, we can have like.
Eslabón
and Junior H because of pride. Like, no, not bash on anybody, but. Así son los mexicanos.
No bash on anybody.
No bash on anybody, but.
How they had.
Did one always wants to be higher than another?
What if the whole, you know, game changes because of that? Simple fact. Yeah. No, that'd be amazing.
Even that way, like, see, if they come acuerdo?
Yeah.
Everything will change. The whole Mexican generation.
It'll be bigger than hip-hop, huh?
Neta, wey.
Because, look, they were talking about how, like, oh, how can we take, like, música regional mexicana and just be, like, música mexicana, so have it grow? That's the answer. Not have record.
Yeah, labels. But also another thing, too, I feel like what we're forgetting, a lot of artists can't.
They're not capable,
like,
of,
they're not capable of doing all of that themselves. Like, a lot of people need
having
that label.
Having the foresight of, like, oh, let me just get myself a book.
I think it's just a good team. That's myself. Not a record label.
Yeah, I do myself the research to get my photo shoots and stuff like that. Yeah. Some artists are not capable of it. They just want to do the music and then...
They're like,
that's where
he's going to give me $50,000 and they're going to take care of booking my flight.
Basically, that's what it sounds like. And I feel like, you know, because of the whole trial and error of these artists, you know... Other artists are going to be, like, way more woke because of you see what happens.
Yeah, but this spreads awareness.
And I feel like with this new genre, it's happening at a younger...
Genre?
Huh?
Genre?
Yeah.
Oh.
The new generation.
Go ahead.
I said it
wrong? You're right. You're 100%
right. Keep going. That's a good point.
That these motherfuckers are seeing, like, all the pedo that's happening, so está más vivo, güey. So I'm pretty sure within, like, at least, like, 2 to 3, 4 years... Todo va a cambiar too, where it's gonna be like
more freedom and more,
yeah,
like,
more like reggaeton shit. They're gonna get a booking manager and then,
well, I mean, that's what we hope. Well, honestly, like,
I feel that way because
there wouldn't be a problem if the record labels were not prideful to make, you know, collabs and shit.
No, I love them more. There's some kid,
yeah, that's
not,
I feel like that's
not gonna work,
like,
but
little small record labels, they're gonna have to change, they're just gonna be out,
yep.
Because people are going to, the new ones are going to start, like, being more woke. And they got to sign these bad deals.
They got to adapt to the environment, right?
That'd be crazy, honestly. I like that point, Kiko.
Thank you.
Good thinker, good critical thinking for one.
Sucker, let's go on a break. All right, guys, we back from the break. Let's play the next part of the
roll
video.
Roll it.
I don't even want to cough anymore.
Yo quiero lo nuevo. Don't cough. Yo quiero hacer negocio. Nomás yo necesito, mi carta de retiro y sacar mi álbum, gallito. Y ya.
Yeah, simple.
You thinking Nata leaves?
Yo, I will be invited.
You thinking Nata leaves, Ovi leaves, and Junior H leaves?
Wait, do you
I don't think though. You think since Nata will leave, like, Junior H would want to leave?
It's
like
a trio.
I mean, I don't think they'll leave just because, like, oh, yeah, I'm friends with Nathan.
I'm thinking of, like, the same as Hijos de García. Like, I feel like they each have their own different experience.
I feel like if one's good, one stays, you know? It depends on, like, where you're at in the system.
Like, Junior actually was to have two records that behind him.
What do you mean?
Yeah. Oh, you mean he's, like, with DMG, too?
DMG and Granada Records.
And what?
And what? Granada Records?
Yeah, no.
What is that?
You mean Grande?
You mean Grand?
Oh, Grand.
Grand Records.
Do you have Junior H?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And DMG too, no?
Wait,
DMG.
What about Grand Z Records?
Huh?
And Z, four records.
No, Z Records.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
It's four
damn.
Z he has four record labels right now. He signed into four record labels.
Everybody.
Nah, you're tripping.
No, I'm not kidding. I'm not kidding. Look, Deras is Rancho Milde, DMG, Grand Records, and Z Records. Z Music, yeah.
Really?
Either Z Music or Z Records, yeah.
At this point, let's sign him too.
Might as well.
I'm down.
Will he probably sign under Nata too?
Just kidding. Let me just.
Junior H, come on the podcast.
Junior H, we're waiting for you, Papa.
We're waiting for you, Papa. Okay, now it's a trivia question for you guys watching. What is Junior H's first name? If you know it, comment. Do you guys know? Don't say it though.
Yeah, I do.
I do.
I think I do.
He doesn't.
Okay, go.
No. I know his last name.
Like,
yeah, you know, Anthony social too. Something.
Is it Antonio?
Antonio Herrera Jr.
Yeah, you see? I was right.
No, Antonio Herrera.
I said Anthony, same shit. Anthony, same shit.
See, right here. That's what they call us, No Sabo kids. Same
shit. You know, Umberto?
Umberto.
Yeah,
Umberto?
Yeah. It's because the ones from what I talked to.
All of them, fool.
Someone from Grand Records, and he told me that he was the one that first found Junior.
Yeah. Oh, there was like some beef going on, no, about like someone Brian DMG and some other label, because like Brian DMG was like the staff, and then like supposedly
he started his own company.
That's why all these problems, like,
we need
the music.
We need to get Brian DMG on here too.
Mm-hmm. I feel he has some interesting stuff to say. So what do you guys think?
That's crazy. Four record labels,
everybody getting a piece of the cake.
Because imagine if they get 20%.
Hey, we don't know, but fuck.
That's it. They're each getting 20%.
I don't know. I'm just saying, like, I just made up a number.
But you don't even know if they're each getting 20%.
Because look, imagine they made
one of them could get 30, one of them could get.
Oh, you know what?
Imagine they do crazy.
The founder could probably.
You know what's another?
His two albums make like $5 million and he only gets like one. Like, I mean, yeah, it's only one, but I mean, you know, his work did five.
Yep.
That must feel bad.
Yep. Yep.
They're getting like 3.5.
Okay, I have a question. So, like, Who did Junior H first start with?
Z Music. Or Z Records.
That one. Brand,
right? Or let's just say Z Music. Junior H started with Z Music. Mm-hmm. And then like Z Music agrees to work with DMG.
Does so Junior now, can Grand, Grand Records.
No, DMG. Can
Cállese viejo y ponga atención mejor.
Can Junior H say no?
I don't want...
So everyone could just get like a piece of the cake, like, okay,
as long as
sign to this. Can Junior H at one point be like, nah, I don't want to work with this label?
Because I feel like it just comes down to saying, oh, Junior, what's up? We decided that we're going to
partner We're trading you.
No, we're partnering up with DMG and, you know, as part of the contract, like, they kind of owe you a little bit too.
That's crazy.
And he's like, what?
Damn.
So wait, let's just say, like, Z Music... Let's just say, for example, 50-50. Uh-huh. So 50% Z Music, 50% Junior H. If DMG wants to join, does he get a piece of Junior's 50%?
I think he gets if let's say he was going to get 20%, he gets 10 from each, probably.
And you know what's another crazy? Junior H has to pay his musicals. Or who's paying the musicals? Who's paying the engineer?
It's because they just sign, and then later on they're like, okay, so like, does the musicals come from your cut, my cut? And they're like, well, no, of course, from your cut. And then
you're like, fuck.
Los problemas.
The complicated part, huh?
You really got to be informed.
Straight from the first check.
And how it is.
Los problemas. Oh, but I'm not saying with them, you know.
Or they,
them
or
as an example.
Just an example.
Or
they
just as an example.
They're getting them like with the signing bonus, like, oh, 100K up front. Where am I going to get 100K from?
And sometimes it's not even a bonus, it's an advance.
Oh, yeah.
So then whatever happens, they're like, oh.
You're in debt.
You know, 3 days in or whatever, they see that it was a bad deal. They're like, okay, well, you owe me to begin with $100,000 plus like all this other stuff. And then it becomes impossible for them to leave.
That's how it happens a lot. Honestly, that happens a lot.
But not with all the record labels, you know, just sometimes. Not all of them. You know, we're not, we're talking bad about them, but not all of them are bad. No, like most of them.
Most of them is business.
Like they say, it's a cutthroat.
As they said,
he learned that today. He's probably never gonna stop saying that.
It's cutthroat, a cutthroat business. He's gonna go up to every girl like, next to hey, it's a cutthroat business. Like that's what I learned today.
Like,
yeah, you learned one word and like,
so y'all can see I was paying attention.
Yep, you're trying so hard not to cough, huh?
Yeah, I was.
Like,
I could do it here, but I don't care.
Damn.
Dude, yeah, you got me sick. Dude, my fucking throat hurts dead ass.
Nah, for just the kids swimming in there, fool.
I think everything that they talked about with us today, I think it was an eye-opener to how sort of like the business runs and how uninformed sometimes people can be. Because, you know, like they're artists, like they're focused on making like a good-ass song. But, you know, at the same time, they have to double as like businessmen and
That's
look, out,
look
out for themselves on that aspect as well.
Like, how do you balance, how do you inform yourself on like everything? I feel like you can't.
Because it's very hard to find somebody that like knows about that, that is willing to help you out, you know.
And we'll give you the information for free.
Without saying, oh yeah, I'll help you out for 50% of your career.
I'll invoice you later.
Just kidding, guys.
Oh, there you go. You scared me, no cap.
That should give me ansias.
He's in it with no cap. Damn. It's crazy.
I think it's gonna be very
I know you're gonna throw it back for
you. I think this shit's gonna get really ugly with the Nata and the Rancho shit.
Yeah. Because Legado Siete, they didn't say anything. You know, just like stories here and there. You know, well, they like did take a few shots, but I think this he's gonna be more outspoken.
I feel like Legado was a little bit more controlled, but I feel like Nata's not holding back.
Nah.
Yeah, and once they tell him like, oh, they're like, oh, you leave for this money and then we're going to charge you like another few million so you could call your company Curros Tumbados. I think we're going to have another where he might explode like con Pepe Aguilar.
Yeah, I was gonna mention like that. Like if he said that with Pepe Aguilar, imagine like, which is just anybody else. Like this fool doesn't want to get crossed.
Oh, wait, so you're telling me he's going to have problems with his shit first and then like once he has his Curros Tumbados label, he's going to have more problems with that?
Oh, no, I'm saying that like they might say, oh, but hard to salir like this crazy amount. And maybe, you know, he comes up with that, like that stuff. But then they might be like, oh, but Corrios Tumbados, like, that's not ours. You know?
You know what I was thinking too?
And that's going to get ugly. He might like start seeing a bunch of stuff like how he did with Pepe Aguilar. It's going to get ugly.
You know how, okay, these artists, for example, Street Mob and Lumbre Music, they're all like, I guess,
artist owned.
You know, yeah, by artist of Rancho Humilde. You know how they're all like sub labels, or I'm assuming they're all sub labels.
I think.
Like you think, obviously, the one with Nata is not gonna be.
He's not gonna be down for that.
Yeah,
cause like I mean,
that's why he wants to start it once he's out. He don't want to start it when he's in there. Cause if he would have started when it was in there, Jimmy would have got a percentage from all the artists he would have signed.
Well, I don't think he's forced to have it as a sub label, so maybe he did already start it.
No,
because then he would have dropped it under his own empresa. No,
that's what we're talking about.
Yeah, so yeah, but like, if Nata wants to start Curros Tumbados like right now, he could. Doesn't mean like everything he starts, like Jimmy has to take away.
I don't know if you could call it Curros Tumbados.
Yeah, we don't know.
They'd give him mission.
That's fine.
Sheesh.
Then why you say he could start it right now?
He could
start something right now. He can't call it Curros Tumbados.
We don't know.
Do anything in it.
Yeah, we don't know. We don't know that.
You'd have to get like you to rap or something.
No, man. That's
what he's going to say.
No. He's going to be the first one that he signs. Que con no sabo.
Yo no sabo rapear.
It'd be dope to fucking get Nata on the podcast, but like he's so huge. I feel like it'd be really hard.
He's in Mexico right now.
Danny Felix, I know you're probably watching this.
Oh, Danny
Felix. Come on. We have
Danny Felix
for you
down.
Right here.
Hell yeah. We'll put that guy out.
Well, you're gonna sit down right here and you gotta tell us what's going on.
Yeah, because there's like information that we need, information that we don't have.
Why don't next episode we call Danny Felix?
Well, let's call him right
like
now.
Just to like, no, not right now.
I think it's pretty late.
Maybe next episode we could call him, have like a little like short chat. Chit chat.
I think he doesn't live in the state.
Charlar.
And then we'll do another interview all about Danny Felix. Like just for him to like talk a little bit about this and shit.
I feel like he's been waiting.
He knows too much. He probably got
too information.
And he could talk about it now, I think.
It's kind of crazy, like the two biggest you know, artist and producer got separated on the early stage of his, of their career, and that's when they, you know, they did a desmadre. Imagine how much, I'm not saying the music that they took out was that, my bad, let me retract. I'm not saying like the music that Danata took out without Danny Felix was bad, but we know.
Could have been better.
It could have been better with Danny Felix.
But what I don't get, if Danny left because they weren't paying him,
mm-hmm.
why were they dissing each other? If the problem wasn't
probably because Nata was trying to back up Rancho Mille.
Mm-hmm. Maybe.
Yeah, they probably someone got into someone's head, you know.
Jimmy got into Nata.
That's gay food.
Oh, not like
that. Jimmy got into Nata.
He got into his pockets.
Jimmy but something in. Like that, no?
Jimmy got into Nata.
Because they're saying that it was Danny Style that brought Corrido Tumbado, no?
And what's crazy too is that they didn't speak about it like that. Like they just went, mm-hmm. like they never cleared that up.
It's crazy, crazy, crazy.
What else did Nata say in the live?
Oh.
Quiero negociar, cabrón. Yo soy un hombre de negocio. También como Jimmy, como el señor. Yo le quiero dar lo que él pida. Ahora sí estoy así. Ando de buenas, cabrones. Ahora sí le quiero dar lo que pide el, al viejo, al señorón.
Just calm,
go.
It's cool.
I muted the mic.
Dude, we got the vaccine.
Bitch, I'm like on the verge of getting sick. My throat feels weird.
Wait, but when I cough, you guys don't hear me?
Yeah, but
we do, but it's not as loud. We turned that mic off.
Do you guys hear him coughing?
That's just loud as fuck, but if we need that little device where it'll be better, but we'll get it soon. Just put it back in the front. I muted it. Want you to talk?
Oh, hell yeah. Oh, yeah. Wait, talk again. Whoa. Say something.
Time for a good episode.
Say something. Oh, I can't hear him. All right.
Nah. No se meteo. Te digo, gallito, que... Y no te mandé la foto, güey. Ahí tengo la foto de lo que le debo a Rancho Humilde, sinceramente. Ahí tengo la foto, gallito. No te la mandé aquí, la enseñara. Al menos que me den... A ver, ¿quién quiere ver esa foto? ¿Quién quiere saber cuánto le
yo,
debo?
Yo.
Arr, huh? You just got crazier.
So he owns them money?
Yeah, he owns them, but...
How's that?
What do you mean, how's that?
How could that be possible?
When I think probably like...
He's the one that sings. He's the one that performs.
Damn, how could he be owing them money?
Is that even possible?
Yeah.
Put him on.
My bad.
I feel like the only reason...
I don't think that's... Bitch, I was muted for the half of the time I was speaking. Now let me speak.
Speak.
I know. Horny dog. How is that even possible? Like, don't they?
I just feel like,
I just said
hey,
that.
Hey, what the
matter? How could an artist owe the label?
I think I know.
How?
Go ahead, Giggle.
No, you.
Yes, Giggle just asked it. He didn't have an answer. Oh. Giggle doesn't have an answer to it.
I feel like the only way
I can make an answer.
All right,
you waited till he started talking.
He's like, I can make a bullshit answer out of my ass.
Yeah. Let me see
what my ass is telling me.
I feel like the only way. Not that could owe money. Okay, you know, there's a disclaimer to the comments.
Your opinion.
This is my opinion. This is what I think. I don't have any.
You swear and solemnly swear to say only your opinion.
I have no real, you know, experience in the music business and how contracts are, but this is what I feel. I feel like he recently signed a contract, and then that's what the initial worth of the contract is. Okay, here, you owe me, let's just say, you owe me $2 million.
The initial worth?
Yeah, like.
What do you mean the initial worth?
Like, okay, we're gonna invest $2 million into your project.
Uh huh. Like in like,
because that's what happened.
So basically,
it's no. You mean
no. So basically, like you sign like a $2 million contract.
What does that mean? If you don't,
you have to accomplish make it those $2 million. You have to pay up.
I'm pretty sure Nata has already passed his.
Exactly.
Contract.
Exactly. Let's just say he recently signed up and he's barely
you
at
think that
half
he,
of it.
He just renewed his contract.
No, I'm assuming. You know when you sign a contract, they give you like money up front that you have to pay back in advance.
Maybe he hasn't.
I'm pretty sure
not that. No way in hell they gave him that big of an advance and hasn't paid it off.
There's two different ones. There's a pay in advance and the interest one.
The what?
Interest?
No, the interest. The investments. So like if we invest fucking $100,000 in here, and like we sign with someone and they invest $100,000,
we owe.
And we don't accomplish that before they are
accomplished.
Like if we don't succeed, like. We don't make up. We don't make up that money. Uh-huh. We have to pay it.
To them. And I feel like
within a deadline.
Maybe within like before your contract ends.
Or there's like penalties or something.
No. Like basically, you just owe them money.
Wait, how does that even work? Oh, I mean, first of all, I don't think it's
first
true.
First of all, I ain't no fucking lawyer.
I know, but the number one, the number one artist of Rancho Mila, I'm pretty sure he's paid back whatever the fuck investment initial.
Even if they give him like $5 million,
but he doesn't own a lot of his stuff, so it's like
so he kind of slower process. Yeah. Maybe.
So maybe what they did is they gave him a big advance or whatever,
and he's making
such a little percent.
It's harder.
It's hard for him to pay back.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Or they give him a fat advancement that he's still in the process of paying back.
Imagine like,
okay, look about
you,
it.
Oh, you have 1%. You make 1% of everything you take out.
It's gonna be hard to pay back.
How are you gonna pay off that debt in between 7 years?
When the record label's still getting their cut too.
While they're still making 99%, and you still have to pay on top of that. You make 1%, but you still gotta pay them. Whatever.
No,
they
I understand
into.
The advancement shit, but
it's not it's the investment shit.
The investment.
There's two different ones, way.
There's two different contracts.
No,
there's
two different payments. It's the advanced.
I know the advanced one where like
they pay you upfront.
Yeah, upfront.
And then the other one is when they invest money in, like they
into
invest
your career.
Yeah, and they have to make up that money. So if they sign a $1.5 million contract.
Just make it easy. Just say one.
Yeah, same shit, but it was more interesting. You have to make up that money.
Yeah.
You have to make it up before your contract ends.
What if he's in the process of paying that money back?
Yeah, but if you're making 1% of all your shit, obviously it's gonna you're not gonna pay.
I did, like a car.
Like it's a $75,000 car.
Like $70,000.
And you pay.
Oh, yeah, I get
and
that.
You pay $2,000. And it takes you seven years to fucking pay it off. You're basically only gonna pay $14,000.
No, yeah, I understand. I've never heard of the investment one, but even if obviously I don't think it's 1%. Like
no, it's an example.
Yeah, you know, I think they haven't been able to pay it back because he gets such a little percent, and he's not doing big perform. Well, he is doing big performances, but not as much as he should be.
Like
he should be doing like 3 a week, stuff like that.
So if not that. Is getting like let's just say like a really low percentage. How is he affording everything he has?
Because probably they say like, oh, do you want to start paying us back or do you want all your money right now? And he's like, oh, I'll just take.
Yeah, well, again, we're just assuming, you know.
Yeah, okay.
we're assuming.
But at the same time, there was one English artist. I don't know. Remember Scotty? You know Scotty from David Dobrik?
Scotty.
Let's assume we do.
Is that a YouTuber?
Yeah. You. I'm pretty sure.
Okay, let's assume.
Yeah, Scott.
Okay,
yeah.
Yes,
Scott Sire or some shit like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, we know.
He went on tour, and under his record label he was signed to, there is a. 1 second.
It was a record label, a musical record label.
Uh huh. When they go on tour, they have like the VIP tickets that they have to sell, like a certain number, and then the whole show, and then. Obviously, if you don't make that money up, I'm pretty sure who pays for it, the record label or the artist?
I don't know. I don't know. I just feel like if it's like you work with the record label, like, let's just say, like, at the event we went to, like, Danny Lux and shit, like, someone contact Del Records, like, oh, we'll pay for this shit to have your artist here. Artists get paid, the record label gets paid. And everything after that.
The investors, the ones that said, oh, you know, we're going to set up this event. You know, they paid in advance, you know, Danny Lux, everybody, they paid them in advance, whatever they're getting paid. And then, you know, they have to recoup their money from the tickets. Yeah. If they make extra, that's a profit. But if it was less.
But I think like the artist already gets paid and then the record label gets paid.
And then, you know, if the show went good, then, you know, price goes up because they made money. So they're willing to pay them a little more next time. But the artist doesn't get less paid just because less people went.
Yeah,
at least in the short term.
Yeah, like I don't think since like let's say two people show up, they're gonna be like, "Oh, sorry, Danny Lux, but we can't pay you this." Like, you know
that's what very bad companies will do.
Yeah,
but that's not what should be happening. And
yep, I agree with you.
That point of not all the record labels, but sometimes I feel like what worth do they bring to artists when, you know, the artist has to pay like all their staff, the artist has to do everything.
Honestly,
and
yeah.
Just the label is there to, you know, to collect their thing and.
Well, not just that way. I mean, it sounds like that, but like.
Well, you think the artist pays their staff?
Yeah, I feel like that's how they pay for everything. Wait,
what about
the
like,
artists are the money makers, and then obviously the. You know, in terms of production, marketing, that's like the record label.
What about like the músicos? The artists or the record label?
I think it's the artists, honestly.
Damn, then what the...
Yeah, see, that's the point I'm bringing up. Like, sometimes I feel like they don't...
They think it's a lot of money until like, you got to pay everybody.
That's why Nata
said... They
got to
show their worth.
That's why Nata said, like, Rancho Humilde wasn't paying their guys. He was basically paying them.
So maybe in that case, he said like, oh, you know, you keep your percentage and, you know, we cover everybody else's expenses. But maybe it was just not enough. It was very little for what they were, you know, generating.
Okay, think about it like this. When you sign, when a group signs, only one person signs and then the rest distributes the money, you know?
Well, yeah, it's like Nathanael Cano, not Grupo Nathanael Cano and shit.
Yeah, exactly. Damn, this shit is crazy. I feel like there's a lot to learn about this.
Comment business. Down below if you guys know any about the like your dude, opinions and like shit.
Yeah.
Ever since like we started the podcast, we have learned so much fucking shit about
it's crazy.
Honestly, the
music industry and like, well, like how
from like episode one, fool.
Music and entertainment business.
Like we have learned so much shit. Like,
but at the same time, we have so much more to learn.
We still don't know half of the shit.
Yeah,
like, we're really know, like, in the shit more to learn.
There's some more.
Yeah, we're in the shit for what, 7 months.
Especially like when you get to a, you know, yeah. Did I cut you off, way?
No, I just think it's funny because Kiko makes a face like, we're in the 7 months.
When you get to a, like a national level where you're like, I don't want to say verified, like you could start getting in trouble for the shit you say, you know, or if people could press charges.
Yeah, we're learning like new stuff every day, and I think that's gonna be cool to see on the podcast how. Every time we're more a little more knowledgeable and
we're like where we get our info.
Yeah, like some stuff we learned today I had never crossed my mind.
There's still more to learn.
There's more to learn.
But they're gonna send us the invoice.
Hey, that's enough. That's enough. I'll send the invoice later.
Hey, that knowledge is like it's in my head.
Hey, but that was funny.
That was cool, honestly.
It was very informative. It really opened my eyes.
Yeah.
All right, well that's fucking crazy. Comment down below whatever you guys think about all this shit. We have 600 minutes. Do you want us to talk about some dumb shit?
Just anything. Just open your mouth. And
should we talk about Jason's dumb shit or what?
No, like you can talk.
I feel like you should save that to the second.
Yeah, we'll save it for the second channel. But talk. Just say something that.
Just say something that you think.
Dude, that's messed up.
All right. I got you.
That's messed up.
No. Like,
dude. See, that was pretty dumb.
And he responded. No, dude. You know what?
You know what? Keko, do your.
You know what this fool kept doing at the records? He kept telling the girls
no, no,
that
no,
gave
no.
him. Like, you want to see my toe? They're like, no. That was at the beginning of the tour.
Oh, yeah. When we
and then at the end, he's like, you want to see my toe? Like, I can show it to you. They're like, no. Dude, we caught you. We caught you.
Wait, let me finish. It's my story.
No, because I'm the one that started the story. And he was like, yeah, fool, I don't care. Like, I'll show it to you.
Okay, now let me say from the beginning. We got there. We're vlogging.
He's saying the intro.
Yeah, and then they were like, oh, I'm sorry we were late because Keko was at the hospital. And yeah, he was like, I was getting surgery on my toe. And I was like, yeah, he has a uña enterrada. She's like, oh, really? I was like, yeah, that shit looks so disgusting. Yeah. And then he's like, you want to see it?
I was talking to one first.
So and then one said no. So then later, you had to tell the other one. Maybe she hopefully wanted to see your toe.
Hey, where's that him in case he wants to see it?
Because then she was like, why are you in chancla? Or something came up where I was in, like, the topic of chanclas came up. And then that's when the other girl was like, that's when I told the other girl. And I was like, oh, nunca sabes, what about if like, they wanted to see it? So I said you want to see, and I said,
dude,
that's it.
I know.
That's
you're
it.
Weird. Christmas. I feel like they thought you were weird after that.
For Christmas, I'm getting Keko some sandals because if you guys would see the sandals, dude. You asked my boy. This from 7th grade. Like he could have bought like
this was in the World War II trenches.
But I feel like he just got like sentimental value.
Yeah, those sandals.
Pull them out.
Come on.
You have the sandals right now,
bro?
Yeah. The freaking ongazo.
The ongazo
from.
The only reason why I like this. I like this way porque se abre, güey.
Get that shit out.
Show the camera like no.
Bro, you could get custom made fucking babe sandals like that, but you rather keep the World War II.
Yeah, well, it's because I don't want to wait 7 months to get my fucking.
Ooh.
I'd rather go to like that babe and get it next day shipping.
Nah, you said his name.
You said his name. You didn't free promo.
You didn't free promo.
The guy that spams us every time we like Angel's pictures.
I know.
Ooh, got you back.
But the one that
has I've been a little slacking because we were recording a lot, but.
No, we haven't. We've been on vacation for 2 weeks, no?
Oh, hey. Good one. Good one, Kiko.
Hey, so what's the move? What's up for tomorrow? Guys, if you guys want to be invited to Jason's birthday, well, sorry, it got canceled.
Why did it get canceled? Why?
It got canceled because Jason's an idiot and didn't check the messages.
You're an idiot. You're just a horny dog, Wade.
How?
How?
You were the one that asked me.
Did I ask you? Did I ask him?
Wait, I have a question. Are you a horny dog?
No.
Okay, now...
Why do you close your eyes and look away?
I didn't. Now I have a question for Angel... And Diego, is he a horny dog?
Yes. 100%.
Affirmative.
No.
I swear to tell the truth and nothing but the truth.
Can you guys put your right hand over your heart so they know you're like Kiko's
damn
a horny dog?
Girl.
Yes. It's not.
Yeah, we're having Ivan. I talked to him.
It's not.
He
like
followed me. You forced
him. By the way, yeah, I know Pepe. What's up?
Like, you know Rica? You know Rica?
It's not like that.
Oh, yeah, I was at Brian Tovar's party. Look. Yeah, want to talk?
That's him.
No.
Yes.
Bro, just because y'all got no.
Just because I started a I just don't know what to post.
I'm not a horny dog.
Okay, yes, for my next TikToks, we'll be dancing or whatever.
Were you a horny dog?
Where? In like 7 days. Hey, you can't compare the old.
And you know what? You're a catfish too.
Fuck
oh,
no.
Yeah.
The shit you upload to Instagram is like, what's the move? It's like some blurry ass picture. And I have the picture of you posting. No, dude, like, that's my bad angle. That's what I like.
It is. You got me fucking crushed up in a ball.
I'll put it on the screen.
Hell no.
Dude, I have one. No, dude, the one that I sent to that one group chat.
Are you a catfish? Yes,
dude, like you can see like.
I'm not a catfish.
So can I upload this picture of you? You're just chilling.
That's
on the
just
couch?
A bad angle.
It was like,
I can get a bad angle. All you motherfuckers and we'll fucking look the same.
Let me see it, Diego.
Watch
dude,
them come on.
Watch
them tonight.
Sorry, it's good. Like, I don't know.
You upload this.
Wrap it up. That's fire.
Alright, if the fans ever get to see it from, I don't think you'll
see it. I'll make sure to zoom in that shit. I'm gonna zoom into that shit like crop tool right there.
I'll put the when you were Skinny Bone Jones and you were fucking.
That was before.
Yeah, you were.
We're talking. This picture was yesterday.
I was wearing an extra small shirt. He's gonna get mad. He's gonna get tired. And then